With your afternoon market wrap, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network. The grain markets closed mixed, livestock markets closed mixed as well. Northern Crops Marketing and Investments Market Analyst Brad Paulsen reflects on the grain markets.
Well, kind of chopped around with the geopolitical events going on. Wheat's retraced off the early lows and closed higher. Pretty good support under this wheat market, I think, for the time being. Continue to hear talk that China may be a bigger buyer of wheat here as we go forward once the trade deal is signed on the 15th of January. Otherwise, the world wheat crops are in decline around the world still. That should be supportive. We do have the crop report on Friday, which is probably going to show the lowest winter wheat acres on record, which should also be supportive for the wheat. Hogs end up closing a little bit lower. We're higher most of the day. Live cattle closed mixed, but the feeder cattle closed really strong, up 92 in the January feeders, up $1.40 in the March. And feeder cattle have been relatively underpriced to the live cattle here for quite a while.
At the close in the grain markets, March Minneapolis wheat up 1 at 547¾. March Chicago wheat up 2½ at 552¾. March Kansas City wheat up 5 at 480. March corn down a quarter at 384¼. July corn unchanged at 397¾. March beans up 3¼ at 947¼. July beans up 2¾ at 972¼. In livestock markets, February live cattle down 17 cents at 126.35. January feeder cattle up 92 cents at 146.82. February lean hogs down 20 cents at 69.02. That's your afternoon market wrap. I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.